Hey, it's Cameo, and welcome. Just like you, I wear many hats, and sometimes I feel overwhelmed by the demands of everyday life. And there was a time when I felt lost, stuck, and unsure of how or where to start the transformation that I needed. And that's why we're here, to share experiences, lessons, tools, and tips for shaking up your life and living for you. I'm glad you're here, so let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Cameo Show. I'm your host, Cameo, and today we are talking imposter syndrome. And I'll be the first to admit those two words are grossly overused at this point. And if you're like me, you're kind of tired of hearing them. However, they are real. Imposter syndrome is real. It is a universal feeling. And on this podcast, we talk about the depth of human experiences and emotions. And so imposter syndrome falls into that category. 70% of people in a study admitted to feeling imposter syndrome, and I would venture that that number is much higher depending on the definition of imposter syndrome and how it was presented to the subjects. Here's why. Imposter syndrome is a phenomenon where we doubt our qualifications, where we doubt our accomplishments for fear of being exposed as a fraud or someone who doesn't belong, despite evidence of our competence or perhaps that we do belong. We get in our own way and believe that we don't. It is a feeling that can affect even the most successful people among us. We've all shown up to work for the first day and not known what the hell we were doing. Some of us have become parents for the first time and you don't know what the hell you're doing. You're a first-time runner. You're a first-time something. And you feel this uncertainty about whether you belong. We live in a world that we are constantly seeking external validation and recognition, even when we don't think we are. It isn't just limited to social media. It is at our jobs. It is in our social circle. And when we're doing something that is vulnerable or new, imposter syndrome is rampant. I myself admit to feeling like an imposter in a lot of ways and a lot of different things that I've done in my lifetime. All of the things that I do at some point have been new. They've been something that I've never done before. They've been something that other people have been doing forever and ever and ever. And who do I think I am? Imposter syndrome at its finest. So here's the deal. If you are experiencing imposter syndrome, one, you're not alone. And two, congratulations. It means you're doing something that is uncomfortable because you're trying to better yourself, to evolve, to put yourself out there, to create art, to do something that's vulnerable, and that deserves being congratulated. If you aren't, I encourage you to go try and experience some imposter syndrome because it means you're trying to move the needle. It means you're pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. Show up at a 5K, write some music, do some art, put it online, show it to your friends, go to a farmer's market, whatever the case may be. Do something uncomfortable, feel imposter syndrome. It's a good thing. But here's the thing about imposter syndrome that's really important. Feeling it is a good thing for all of the reasons I just mentioned. But we have to embrace that our authenticity and self-worth are not contingent upon external validation. It's so much more fulfilling when we approach things without the need for someone else to tell us it's a great product or a great job. When we do that, we focus on the process rather than the outcome. And we cultivate self-compassion and we cultivate courageousness, and we cultivate trust in ourselves that we can show up, we can put ourselves out there, and it may or may not succeed. It doesn't matter if we were happy doing it, and then we can do it again because we're still here. We made it, and we can do it again and again and again, and it strengthens that muscle. Which brings me to something else that I want to discuss as it pertains to imposter syndrome is this concept that nobody cares. Often you are not as noticed as you think you are. And I know that might sound nasty and it might sound negative, but here's the truth. It's a positive thing. It can be negative if you're telling yourself nobody cares and you're putting yourself down and it inhibits you from moving forward. But if you can embrace the idea that nobody cares or that you're going unnoticed, you show up as a raw, authentic version of yourself. You create freely. You find your truest self unencumbered by the expectation of others. Being unnoticed can be liberating. So like I said, it can be a bad thing if it inhibits or paralyzes your ability to try new things. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about me. Those are not true statements. Those are the negative aspect. But the positive is that it gives us the space to explore our ideas without fear of criticism, without fear of failure. And that freedom often leads to some of the most genuine and innovative expressions of creativity. The absence of external validation creates an environment where your self-expression flourishes and you're uninhibited. So, imposter syndrome, it's real. We all experience it in varying forms and varying degrees. Whether you recognize or not, you are seeking external validation and acceptance from someone, and that causes imposter syndrome if you're doing it in a situation that you've never maybe been in before. Congratulations, that's the flip side. To reiterate, that means you're doing something you've never done before. And isn't that what life is all about? Challenging yourself, stepping outside of your comfort zone. With that, this concept that nobody cares and that you're unnoticed is freeing if you let it be. We get so attached to our art, we get so attached to our status, we get so attached to the validation and the work that we put in that it can be discouraging when nobody cares. But ask yourself, if I were worried about pleasing everyone else, would I be doing this thing that I'm doing? Would I be showing up in my life for myself in the way that feels the most real and raw to me? Something to ponder. Imposter syndrome. Think of ways that you experience imposter syndrome and think of ways that you feel that nobody cares or being unnoticed could be liberating for you. Write them down and go, because I promise you it will make you feel alive. That's it for today, y'all. Just a quick episode on perspective of imposter syndrome and this idea that nobody cares. Embrace the flip side. Like we talked about on an episode about comparison, if we can take these things that are often classified as negative and find the positive, acknowledge the negative side of them, but find the positive aspect of them, we can use them as tools. We can use them to our advantage. Share this with someone who might be experiencing imposter syndrome or who may feel like no one cares about their creations or no one's paying attention to all of the work that they're doing, as a way to encourage them to continue going, that they're on the right track. You can even add congratulations to that message for them, because honestly, they deserve it. Fortune favors the brave. Being brave is what life is all about. Go be brave.
Hey, yo. Congratulations on investing into yourself and your growth. I hope you found this episode to be beneficial and feel proud of yourself for showing up. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing with someone else who may benefit from it too. I'd love to hear from you, so hit me up on all socials at Cameo Elise Braun. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow for new episodes and updates. Also, it's super important to mention, this is intended for entertainment and education through experience. None of it is fully known to be fact and is not a replacement for professional advice from a therapist or doctor. Thank you so much for being here with me. And be sure to thank yourself for showing up.